In recent weeks, several auctions in the Dakotas have been holding two sales to accommodate producers selling cattle. One factor that entered into the market this fall was rain and snow in the Northern Plains. As a result, Warren Rushi, a beef feedlot management associate with South Dakota State University Extension, says some producers chose to leave cattle out longer than planned.
Simply because felt that they would do better out on grass with mom than they would getting snowed on in a yard whose conditions aren't quite right. And we can do some things from a cattle comfort standpoint, whether that's bedding, wind protection. The other thing we can make sure we're doing is that they're getting really optimal nutrition and optimal in terms of nutrient intake. And that starts with making sure they're eating enough dry matter, and then what dry matter they are eating is of high quality and nutrient dense.
When it comes to nutrition, low soybean prices have cattle feeders considering the crop for protein supplementation. Rushi says feeding raw whole soybeans is a viable option, but there are limitations.
Simply because of the high fat content, generally speaking, somewhere around 15% of diet dry matter. For a growing calf, that's probably about 2 pounds, maybe up to three, about 3, maybe 4 pounds on a finishing steer. We also want to make sure we're not combining raw soybeans with any supplements containing urea. Raw soybeans contain urease, which breaks down urea into ammonia, which in high enough dosages could cause cattle to die.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.